Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk show. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we play the most kick-ass unsigned artists. Today is, of course, our unsigned music listening party where we play independent artists. Artists that are not signed to major record labels. Artists that still have hearts. Artists that still write the songs that they want to write, not the songs that they are told to write. They do it for the love. And these are artists that really need to be supported. Before we get started with today's show, we usually have the Prayer for Good Radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? But you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. As you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers can get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. If you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
That's right. Yo, so today we're going to have the guys from All the Pies come on. They're supposed to be calling in. In fact, let me call them. They usually forget. Let me call them and, get them on the call. And they got some news that they want to share with everybody. So we're gonna call them. Oops, and yes. Now we're calling. There we go.
Previous.
Yes, what is up, Josh? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you been?
I'm all right. You know who this is, right?
This is Louis V from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
That's right, and you're live on the air. How you doing?
Oh, no. I'm so nervous.
So you guys got some news, right?
Oh, yeah, man. We got some shows coming up. We're recording.
Hmm.
New album we're working on.
Oh, so the new. I heard that the new album is due next month.
Yeah, actually, we're gonna start. We go in June 7th, and we're gonna go in. We already recorded some songs. I actually sent you one. I emailed you one the other day. Phantasm for the viewers.
Oh crap! Did you? Are you sure?
Yeah, It might have been your old one or something. I don't know. I've been high for the last 3 days straight.
So. Are you sure? Because I didn't get it, and I have a BlackBerry, and I'm always.
Damn it! This is why I need a. Does any like we should promote through here and try to find me a manager of some sort. I'm not good with this shit. I fuck up shows all the time. Like fuck up tickets, money.
Oi.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it for the 10%. I'm just
kidding. All right. We can do this.
So what's the any of the other guys there?
The who? No, I tried. You have Tom's phone number? We should get his ass on here. He's probably like fucked up again.
Okay. Can you text it to me? So because I don't, we don't want it going out live on the air.
Oh yeah. All right. Wait. Wait, it's the number that you called yesterday.
Wow. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's that number?
Yeah.
610?
Yeah.
All right, got it. All right. Let me ring his ass up then.
All right.
Let me get the, Freaky got questions prepared this time. It's hilarious.
Oh, really? This is going to be good.
Yes, it should.
Hope he's not masturbating.
At least he's not raping nobody. Masturbation loss is fun.
If he doesn't answer, we should leave him a voicemail.
Ah. Fucking
girl.
Bastard!
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up.
I'll leave a message.
For more options.
All right, we're leaving Tom a message.
Press 5.
Where are you, Tom? I need you. I'm live on the air right now. This is an actual voicemail. Come on, man. What the hell? Louis here. He wants to talk to us about the new album coming up.
Exactly. I mean, Josh is all right and all, but you know, he gets kind of boring sometimes, and then he'll start hitting on me, and I'm not down with that.
Stop it, silly.
All right. Okay, we'll try him in about 5 minutes. So, anyways, I think we already asked these questions, some of these questions already, but fuck it, let's go over them anyways. The name Olipaist is from an Irish dragon.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It was like a tale about St. Patrick going to Ireland and driving up snakes and driving up the dragons, and Olipaist like flew away and like his tail left a furrow in the ground, which is called Shannon Valley or something. I just thought it was badass, so I was like, fuck it, I'm like half Irish, might as well use it.
Ah. So are you half drunk right now?
Yeah, it's like I got a blood alcohol constant. Level of like 3.0. It's just, you know, it's there. I got a buzz going most of the time.
Ah, very good. Very good. So have you guys changed the name before? Were you guys going by another name before?
This actually started off as like a solo project. Like back in the day, I was living with grandma and playing out tunes, and I was recording, and it was originally called Shades of Death. And then for a week it was like Monster Penis Machine or something, but I wasn't very serious about it. And then we got the guys, and we pretty much, it's been old place for like 2 years, or maybe three. Oh, shit.
Hmm.
Yeah, like 3 years.
Alrighty. So, what are you guys' major influences?
Let's see. Marijuana. Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah, marijuana. Obnoxious back hair, urinated toilet seats, and the F word.
Ah.
I don't want to say fuck on the air.
Yeah, you can say fuck on the air. You can say fuck all you want.
But what happens if my mom is listening, man? I don't want to get in trouble.
Your mom is going to be listening to a show called the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
She probably would.
Oh, okay.
And she's probably doing a shot while listening to this.
Oh, okay. Well, then she's pretty fucking rad then. So, Josh's mom, you rock. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Big shout out to Josh's mom. Yes. She's rad. If she's listening to the show right now and she's doing rails, then she's awesome.
Awesomeness.
She'd be like, that's right.
Hell yeah, man. Stepdad, right. You'd probably be all angry and shit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't call them my parents. I call them my roommates.
Oh, shit. These are my roommates. Don't mind them. Don't mind them. You keep them up late bringing groupies home. Ah!
Ah! Oh, man, I wish I had some groupies, man. Oh, I think it's because I'm scary. I can't figure it out. I mean, I got raped by a groupie once when I was in my old band. I was a bassist.
Oh.
She put me in a full-out headlock. At some point, I was afraid she was going to pull a razor blade out from under her tongue.
A master bassist.
Yes, master bassist.
Yes.
Fully turned into masturbation after I had sex with her.
Ah, well. Was she at least good at it? I mean, because sometimes rape can be fun.
Well, actually, it was pretty fun. I mean, it was in a shed. I mean, this is New Jersey, and I'm going to make myself sound like a redneck, but it was in a shed on a 12 that was removed.
Ah, nice.
There was a headlock involved, and she got really aggressive and had a very masculine tone of voice with me.
She's like, whose dick is it? Like from Scary Movie. Whose dick is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Whose dick is it? Yours.
I wake up with an STD and my dick starts talking to me. That was my greatest fear.
Seymour, feed me. feed me, Seymour. What? No. This shouldn't be happening. Hey, can I get a Band-Aid for this? At least. So anyway, so how did you guys decide how did you guys decide on the sound?
The sound kind of just came together. Like we got like a bunch of different influences. I'm sorry I cut you off before. Like I'm into like Meshuggah, well so is Tom, but like Tool, Lamb of God, Life Once Lost is like Brad's favorite band. He loves the Red Chord. And then John listens to a lot of, like, black metal. I can't remember the names of it. Like crazy angry shit, like Behemoth and fucking, like, some really good bands. And we just kind of all came together and got to the point where we actually like, got along playing shows and shit. And we just kind of, like, evolved over last, like, few years or so. But, I mean, we had our old drummer, but that wasn't working.
Alrighty, so, where we got lost the list here. What can you tell me about your instruments? I mean, are you subject to brand loyalty, or will you play with like whatever's available?
I'm like Brad plays like ESP, LPD guitars. I'm like really, really like I'm kind of a bitch when it comes to my instrument. I got to be playing like. For a while, I played ESP guitars, and then I switched over. I started getting into Dean, because, like, Pantera was, like, one of my favorite bands. And freaking, when I say freaking, this is fucking, and fucking,
yeah.
I decided a little while ago to invest into Shadow Dime, and I got that, and, like, fucking love it. It's amazing. Tom is, like, all Tama. Like, he won't use anything but Tama and Zildjian cymbals.
Okay.
And then John's just like he'll play fucking anything.
Yeah, let me try calling this guy again. Just calling him again. He better pick up this time. Yeah, you know, listening to the message, like what the.
You know, right? I mean, shit, he's better be rubbing one out or something. He better be getting laid right now.
Hello.
Yay!
Hey. Yeah. Oi. Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, you know.
You're on the radio, dude.
Yeah, I got the message.
All right.
You know how to call back.
We were getting asked, like, questions about instruments and, like, what we prefer and shit. And it's me.
Yeah. Well, okay. I know. You can't do it by yourself.
Can't remember this. Like Nathan Explosion. Alright, so what's the question?
Hey, Merman Murder is the shit.
How you doing, Lou?
So far, so good.
Did you play? Did you see that? Cool.
Oh, yeah, that's what you got to
go. So,
what the hell
up?
Is going on in the background?
Yeah, party? You want to party without me?
Yeah, I'm going to party without you. No, I just know a lot of people.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Damn it.
Yeah. Get a tattoo of that on my ass.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What, son of a bitch?
Yes.
You're a tattoo, son of a bitch, are you?
Yeah, well, if I'm going to get a tattoo on my ass, I'm going to be like Steve-O. I'm just going to have your name on it.
And well, just be like, my name.
Yeah.
I could technically Lou, get my name. I could put G on one cheek and M on the other and bend over it says Tom.
Oh. Ah. Brown eye.
Lou, you've got to get a $100 bill tattooed on your dick. Because chicks love to blow money.
Well, there you go. This just in. Chicks like to blow money, so get it.
Love it. I mean, it works for so many things. You can watch your investments grow. I mean, stock market crash.
All right, that's enough, George. I think we get it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. So again, what made you guys choose the instruments that you use now?
Well, I played trumpet back in the day, and then I just grew to want to, you know, hit shit and be loud. And that's kind of where drumming came in for me anyway.
Alrighty. So, how did you...
if we ever lose electricity, I don't have to plug in shit. I'm acoustic. I can just play whatever the hell I want. You know?
Yeah, the rest of them has to use the grandparent instruments.
Yeah.
Like in Metalocalypse.
Tom looks like Pickles. We almost have a complete lineup, and John sounds like Murderface. He has a hardcore lisp.
Yeah, he does, which is really funny. And I have dreads, minus the orange hair. I'm pretty much like the Pickles.
Look, I can't take this shit anymore. Look, he was trying to go for my junk.
Why does Squeaks guys get all the solos? I want solos too.
No, you don't. I can't do it.
I know, it's hard.
That's fucking
shit. If you can last for like a 15-minute conversation with us in person, then you deserve some kind of medal.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that fucking show is great. I mean, it's so fucking violent and shit. It's like people are just dying.
Yeah.
People are just dying for no apparent reason.
It's the best part, right?
It's like, they freaking did something went wrong with the laser show and now cut people in half. So it's like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's totally metal. Yeah, that's brutal shit.
I love it. I'm just glad someone made a show like that. When
yes.
I saw the previews when it was first coming out, I got so happy.
And Brandon Small.
I mean, Beavis and Butthead was all right for the 90s, but we needed something new, something fresh.
Yeah, something harder. So
much harder.
Yes. In fact, I think I'm gonna end up trying to get some death. I think I got the Death Clock album. Are they even a real band?
Yeah, well, they're not like, well, Brandon Small writes all the music, does all the cartoon work, And he just gets musicians from other metal bands to fill in and play all the other instruments.
Yeah.
Like, I know they go on shit.
But who sings, though, then?
Brendan Smolkin, who created it.
Oh.
No, Corpse Grinder from Cannibal Corpse. He just does the voice on the show. He doesn't actually do the vocals.
That is awesome.
Mm.
Yes.
Because yeah. Sounds tight. So anyways, what else we got here? How did you guys meet?
Oh. Well, I met Brad through MySpace. And I actually met Tom, like, a year before we needed a drummer, like, well, a new drummer. And, like, we were looking for somebody who actually knew what they were doing. And I was really, really, really fucked up on mushrooms on a full moon night, and there were bobby pins on a clothesline. I thought they were birds. But in any case, I ended up running into him, and he was, like, messing with me and throwing a frisbee that lit up. And shortly after that, I was like, well, that dude said he played drums. I should hit him up. And I'm like, I messaged him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. And then they called me, and I jammed, and then all of them had orgasms, and we've been playing music since then.
So the kids, yeah. Listen up. Do your drugs. Forget school. Say yes to mushrooms, and you too can have yourself a band.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes. Nothing
Think
wrong.
About all the great comedians and musicians throughout the years that have brought joy into your life, all really fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. Bill Hicks.
What the fuck is going on in the background?
Is that a child?
Yeah, that is a child.
Throw that kid in the That's it. Throw the damn kid in the wood chipper.
Hey, you're supposed to throw the kid in the wood chipper. Alright.
I got the wood chipper ready.
Alright, we're going to go legs first so we can hear it scream.
Yeah.
Damn kid screaming in the background. Is that one of yours?
No, hell, that's not one of mine. I'm I'm not there.
No one can
call. The only babies I provide are the dead ones. You steal my girlfriend.
Ah.
I know, I might have one or two floating around somewhere. I've been around.
Yes. the best thing of me dried up on your jaw. Or went down your throat.
Oh my god.
So have you played like one of our new songs on the radio yet, or are you going to?
I didn't get the other one that you guys were telling me about. I mean, you could send it to me now. You could send it to me now and I can play it. And why the I'm doing a radio show. Jesus Christ.
I gotta say, Tom, I upper management actually sent him the new song Phantasm, but they completely screwed it up. He didn't get it.
Yeah. Who's
so
upper
I
management?
Got...
I'm upper management.
Oh,
I'm fucking manager about it too.
All right.
So I got a Ballad of Violence, Dementia, and Turning Pages.
Yeah, all those songs I don't drum on.
Damn it! Do you still have Cyborg Werewolf?
We meet Cyborg Werewolf.
I never sent that to you, son of a
bitch. No, you never sent me no damn Cyborg Werewolf. You said, oh, well, I'll send you new ones. I'll send you some new ones as soon as we record.
So, wait, hold on. Let me do the whole scary thing. Oh, yo, boys and girls of all ages, you can go to our MySpace page and hear Phantasm and Cyborg Werewolves, also on Reverb Nation, and look for our song of Orange Storms available on iTunes worldwide.
Or whenever you get off your ass and send it to me.
I know I don't have access to a computer right now. I'm out of place.
Damn. Wait, you're in prison?
We are the most unprofessional band.
Yeah, we're pretty bad. It's not our fault. I mean, like, we're good musicians. We got a good stage show and shit. We got good music. It's just we don't have the, you know, the other step. We don't got people to be like, yo, let me help you. I mean, we got you.
Amazing skills.
And we love you for that.
Oh, goodness. Hopefully the guys at Knives Everywhere call you guys so that way we can do a show in the city. Oh,
that'd be fucking awesome. A public assembly again? Or?
I don't know where. I forgot where. All I know is they're going to be burlesque dancers. And,
oh, shit.
And there's going to be barbecue. I was promised barbecue. So you had me at barbecue, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, if I'm saying.
I'm like,
beer
you could.
Food, you know.
You could be playing freaking, you know, lamb chop, you know, freaking ABC 1, 2, 3 from Michael Jackson while you're diddling a kid while shitting in some other kid's mouth. As long as there's freaking barbecue there, I'm going to be there.
Well, I'm in the background burning the American flag.
Yes. I swear to God. I mean, barbecue makes everything okay. It could be in Al Qaeda meeting where we're talking about freaking blowing up churches and synagogues and orphanages. As long as it's barbecue, I'll be like, hell yes. Death to that. You know, is there pork?
You know what? I'm gonna take that massive shit.
I'll sell out this country for some good barbecue. I'll tell you that much. In a heartbeat. Don't take much.
Some beef back ribs.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah. Some pork chops too.
Oh hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm starving.
You're making me hungry, man. You're making me hungry. I'm fucked up now.
I'm sorry. I got the munchies, and when I get the munchies, I just want to eat beef and meat and dead vaginas. So, anyways, yeah. Who writes the songs that you guys play?
It's a mixture of Brad and Josh. They come with up with the material. And usually I help them arrange it, paste it together, considering I'm the drummer. I'm the one that has tempo and time signature and all that. So they usually come up with the material. I help them arrange it. The bass player doesn't do anything except come up and play bass.
Yeah, that's about right.
that's about right.
Just kind of hangs out with his lip hanging.
We got
you know, we all put in our two cents.
Yeah, we got Bush Crime Family Live.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So yeah, we got somebody else on the line. He wants to talk, I guess.
Awesome.
All right.
Let's talk. Hey. I don't want to talk.
You don't want to talk?
No.
All righty. By any chance, do you guys got the songs on YouTube?
We got like clips. We got some live footage. We got we got some live footage. We got a cover of Too Many Puppies. I think there is one of Brad playing pool. And,
It's just pretty much just short clips of shows and stuff. But if you want to actually hear the material, you can go on MySpace or Nation.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you guys, I got to tell you something.
Wow.
I'm dropping a deuce on air.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, and I'm going to wipe one handed too so I can talk to you.
Woo!
Do it. Yeah.
All right. Hopefully you don't put your phone in the toilet.
God damn it. I'm trying to see if I can freaking download Phantasm off of YouTube, but you guys just got the live version.
Oh.
You guys.
I know we suck. We do have Phantasm up on our MySpace page, but I don't know if it's...
Okay, let me see. Download music from MySpace. Wait, you guys are on what other site are you guys on?
We're on Reverb Nation.
Yo, can I download from Reverb Nation?
I don't know. You might be able to.
If I could do that, I could probably play it. Let me see. Log in. Do, 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 do.
I woke up in one morning.
Why do I have to suck so bad? I could have sent that. I thought it fucking
happened. Yeah, now I gotta fucking bust my ass to freaking try to see. Hey, good job.
I will crush.
Isas Yosh.
What?
Isas Yosh.
Oh, okay. What? Damn.
Okay.
All right, well, fuck it. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you're trying to say. I'm, whatever I don't understand, I just take it.
What? I didn't.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
Woo! See if I can do it. All right, one handed. There we go. What's my ass on there?
All righty. Let me see. Okay, let's
come
see if I can download. Alrighty, Phantasm. No, I can't download Phantasm, but I can download Cyberwolf.
Oh, yes, do that. That was a good one. Cyborg with edibles.
Alrighty, downloading Cyborg Wolf right now. Yes.
The song about the cyborg werewolf,
they
get the best.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tom, are you really at a party? Like a barbecue or something?
Jesus Christ.
Unlike you, I have a lot of friends.
Damn.
I don't have any friends, man. Nobody likes me.
I like you.
Well, you know, maybe if you would send some fucking music when you're supposed to. Damn. I mean, pot ain't doing good for you. Some people are productive.
I'm very productive. It's just maybe I sent it to the wrong email, like my grandmother or something fucked up.
Just too much time.
Well, she's doing the whining. Yeah, she does.
She's starting a mosh pit at where she lives at.
Dude, I wouldn't put it faster. She's like a crazy Hungarian gypsy lady.
Oh, so she's fucking stabbing people while she's listening to Phantasm.
And shrinking heads.
This is the cursed white man from town.
Very nice, right. How much?
Very nice. I cut your balls off, bitch. Anyways, yeah, this is Ala Pies with their song Cyborg Werewolf.
Hell yeah.
That was All the Pies with their song, Cyber Werewolf.
Yeah.
Or Cyborg Werewolf.
Oh, Cyborg Werewolf, sorry. Oh, this guy hung up?
Yeah, I guess he's gone. I just kind of stayed around. I love to hear myself.
Ah, well, there you go.
No, not really. I was just kidding. But I was going to say, we have a show coming up next, on the 22nd, it's next Saturday. It's at the Silo in Reading. It's called the Silo Nightclub. If anybody wants to come out, they can go online on ReverbNation.com. And if you search the band name Old Pies or go to Link on Crotchshot Radio, you can find links to get to it. And we have links for Ticketmaster, where you can like buy tickets online and shit.
That's right.
Tom just bailed to me. Jesus Christ.
Oh, well. What are you going to
do? It was good talking to you again, man.
Yes, hope to see you
in the future.
Yes, man. Hopefully in the near future. Check them out. ReverbNation/AllApiestBand. And you spell All the Piest. OllePiest. That's OllePiest. Become a fan. Definitely check them out. And again, yeah, you can find their link on our website, crotchshotradio.com/music. So definitely hit them up. And if you're in the area, go and see them. Always keep an eye on these guys because they're going places. So, yep.
Cool.
Alrighty. So, yeah, thanks for coming on. Anytime you guys want to come on, just let me know and boom, we'll set something up.
No problem, man. That's good to hear from you again. You take care.
Yeah, you too. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotchshot Radio Show, kicking the issues directly in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotchshot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
I'm not about to rock.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Into Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotchshot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back. This is the Crouch Out Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls and where we play today's greatest unsigned artists. So we're going to continue. This is this song I haven't played in a while. This is from one of my favorite artists. It's kind of slow. It's not what I usually play, but she is fantastic. She is talented. Her name is Jin Christo, and this is her song, Avalon.
Lay it on me. forevermore. I'll pray forevermore.
That was Jen Christo with her song Avalon. Check her out. She's fantastic. She's going to be doing a show soon, as soon as she lets me know. Oh, goodness. She doesn't call me much. I miss her. Just check her out, myspace.com/JinCristo. That's JinCristou. Sorry. That's JinCristou. So she's also on Facebook. So friend her on Facebook. She's fantastic. She is fantastic, and yeah. So with that being said, let's play the next song. This is from another one of my favorite artists. This is called Chemtrail. And this song is called Defense Attorney.
Thank you.
That was Chemtrail with their song Defense Attorney, live on the Crowdshot Radio Show. This group is basically they just do instrumentals. They're fantastic. Check them out. MySpace.com/ChemtrailMySpace. That's MySpace.com/ChemtrailMySpace. Or go to their website, www.chemtrailmusic.com. You can also pick up their two albums, Terminals, which was released back in 2008, and Via Satellite. You can buy both their CDs from iTunes, or where else can you buy it? You can get it off of CD Baby. You can get their CD for $10. You can buy their CDs for $10 each from CD Baby or iTunes. So definitely check them out. What's next? Who we got going on next? This is Chris Geo with his song Run This Town, the remix.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Sonic symbols everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the smell.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Stand for freedom here and now.
Undo the spell.
Only thing that's on my mind.
Like a homo, CIA recruitment, that's for sure. We know you like a fish stick, sucker, we got photos. Yay, escort, bohemian past, little bit the growth that everybody asks for. If you ask Taylor Swift, she'll say he's an asshole. Behind closed doors, he's Jay-Z's favorite back door. Turns out, sold out the love for his people. Just like Barack Obama, same evil. Now they'll probably call me racist like we're living in the 50s. Even though my countless vote went to Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah.
But they can't understand how Bilderberg's hand is behind the racial plan. White power, black power, better read the art of war. No power, one power, what the fuck you fighting for?
Freedom.
ain't sipping. Have a refill, you feeling like you in prison, huh? That's 'cause that's real.
Chris Gio with his song Run This Town, the remix. Definitely check him out. Go to chrisgio.xbill.com or Truth Frequency. Go to truthfrequency.com. Oops, sorry, that's my bad. I gotta change that now. truthfrequency.com. Definitely check that out. They do a show on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Polygraph Radio, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on American Freedom Radio. Chris Gio and his lovely bride, well, lovely girlfriend, Sherry. So definitely check them out. They're fantastic. This next song we got, oh, wow. Oh, 4 minutes left to the show. I don't got time. Yeah, that was the last song we're going to be playing today. I would like to thank everyone for listening. Definitely go to crutchoutradio.com/music and check it all out. In fact, pretty soon check me out, Reverb Nation / Louis B. I'm going to be posting my prank calls there. So I'm going to be, yeah. Exactly. We're going to be... I'm going to be uploading my prank calls. So, so it's Reverb Nation / Louis B. So, we're going to be getting more popular. I'm kicking it to the next level. So, definitely check us out. Check it out. So, So, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show saying, yo, we support local artists. If not, then we're going to be allowing freaking old men in stuffy suits telling us what we can and can't listen to. So, yeah. So, see you guys next week. Love you. I got to end this shit. Where the fuck is the ending song? I got to find the ending song. I need to end.